Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It sure is. Yes. We're all pointing at Alice. She is here.
I was just having like a moment in the studio where I was like leaning into the mic and like living my best fantasy, which is my best fantasy. Being
well,
in the
course.
Studio, talking to fucking cool, excuse my French.
It's okay. It's BFM.
About their practice, their craft, about shows, nerding out about theatre.
Gorgeous.
It's so gorgeous. What's not to love about that?
Exactly.
We could talk about that fantasy for all time to come. We can talk about my fantasies in general, but actually
after
that's like after hours. But we're here joined by the marvelous George Fowler, writer, award-winning theatre maker, performer, producer.
What an introduction.
Wow, you're making me sound so good.
You're wow. So good. Award-winning from your work. Now, I'm thinking it was a Pawnakee season, The Garden Show.
The Glitter Garden,
yeah. Which is sort of gorgeous. You work in many different forms. I'd say your current form, art form, you call drag art form?
Technically. Yes, I am a drag performer and I produce predominantly in the cabaret space. But yes, I am drag king Hugo Girl.
Yeah, and I think there was a moment when I clocked that it was Hugo, Girl, the Hugo Girl.
Coy. There you go.
I discovered it by saying it aloud. You know, there are some words I can still not say to this day. Advertisement. I always read it as advertisement.
Absolutely.
And perhaps your name was in the same vein. Hugo Girl, you've got a couple of shows coming up. You're really busy. You're hard to book.
I'm really stressed, Alice.
Tell me about it.
I don't like it.
What's going on for you? There's a lot of shows. You're doing gigs. What's happening?
Yeah, really busy end of the year. So the big local projects. I feel so lucky. I'm doing my show, The Pun Battle. So it's the Auckland Pun Battle.
Which I think is a coup because for years Pawnakee has had the pun battle. I've watched it and I've admired it from afar. Thought of it as quite a Pawnakee kind of Wellington, like wear a monocle and a waistcoat and drive a penny farthing kind of vibe that Wellington.
Wow, you tell them how you really feel. Shit.
You know, but always hard out jelly that there wasn't a pun battle happening up here. Mm. Tell us, what is the concept of the pun battle?
Right. Well, so I lived in Wellington for a long time.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So now I'm here, and so we're doing a big one at Q. So it is literally a pun battle. So it's like a rap battle for nerds is what we call it. It's a competitive dad joking show.
Yes!
So we get like eight of Tamaki's hottest comics and improvisers.
And they come
put them in nasty 80s activewear.
Yes!
And we make them linguistically fight.
Oh my gosh. Can you let us know who might be someone in the lineup for this?
Maybe a little Rhiannon McCall.
Oh, look, that is a steal.
I know. Maybe a little Bailey Poaching.
Oh my gosh, hello.
I know. I'm also really excited about Penny Ashton.
Oh wow. Okay, you've got the heavy hitters in.
I do. Penny's a previous champion.
Yes, and Penny Ashton, Hot Pigments, also is like a theatre queen. Shout out to Penny Ashton if you're listening.
Prolific.
Yeah, absolutely. And the wittiest person I know.
She's on fire.
She's a witty gal. So that's that. So that's at Rangatira, big theatre.
I'm terrified.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But it deserves to be in a big theatre.
It does, yeah. I mean, this is kind of what blows my mind about my life now is that I have spent my career, in air quotes, literally rolling around the floor of gay bars. Yeah. Like the nastiest fucking dive bars you can possibly. And this is where pun battle was born.
Yeah. Yes.
And so the idea of spending money on spending effort to try and raise the production value, I'm like, oh no, wait, it deserves that. I've been running this show for 8 years.
Holy.
It's not totally shit now. Yeah. It's okay.
And you know what? I think there's something interesting in where we're ghettoize art form. But we're being work that happens in the community for the community should be embedded in those really important venues and spaces. Mm. And then sometimes when it moves to main stage, you can kind of feel like, oh my gosh, my sort of committing a crime against the people that this is for. But my view is also sometimes you're in those spaces out of necessity. It's not necessarily because that's the best place for them. So look, we could roll around in a gay, in the floors of a gay bar, or we could be on the main stage where it should be. So dates for that one?
Yeah, so it's just one big night.
One night only.
It's one night because it's heaps of money. I throw some prize money down. So yes, it is Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, get tickets from qtheatre.co.nz.
December, obviously.
13th of December. Yep. The other show, of course, is Naughty.
Naughty.
This is the Christmas extravaganza. Now, look, there's no basement Christmas show this year, RIP, but there are still offers, which is Naughty. Talk to me about what is Naughty.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're filling the coveted last week of the year basement spot, which, yes, again, feels really cool.
Yeah.
And it's just a big gay Christmas drag show. It's an hour cabaret. There are more costumes than we can actually fit side stage.
Yes. Yeah, you'll be like up the stairs, the back, because obviously for those that don't know, the basement doesn't actually have a backstage area. There are some steps that go upstairs to the dressing space, which is directly above the theatre. Mm. But it means for things like quick changes, you guys are probably operating within a 30 centimetre by 90 centimetre sort of space.
Yes, yeah. We lose stage space. We have to pull all the curtains forward. There's a Christmas tree with a 6 meter circumference, like a dress, a Christmas tree dress. Yeah.
Talk to me about some of the performers that you've got lined up for that.
It's really, man, we should talk at some point about talent development in the city. I've made some unconventional choices, which I stand by completely. Yes. So I've got a brand new drag queen called Ruby Reveal. She's been performing for less than a year.
Little baby dragon.
So people are like, who is this? And I'm like, you just wait, you're gonna have a great time.
Do you know what though? There's actually something phenomenal about going to a theatre and experiencing like a newbie. There's something about that kind of not like novice, and also what that person brings into a space where there's no preconceived notion, right? Which is really exciting. Obviously, I trust your taste and your tenacity. I'm assuming you got a compass which guides your taste.
Truly, it's energy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, do I want to spend hours upon hours upon hours hanging out with you?
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've made shows with people that I did not want to spend hours and hours with. In fact, I remember once sitting side of stage in I won't name the theatre and I won't name the show, with a fake ponytail sitting in these disgusting costume being like, what has my life come to? I just hated the cast so much. And I wouldn't actually, no, I like one of the people in the cast. But, you know, like, it's just not worth it.
No.
It
wasn't worth it. No one is getting paid enough to have a bad time.
Yeah, and I was getting paid relatively well in terms of acting standards for that one, so look, never again.
And then also Slay West is coming up from Pornicky.
Wow!
From the Tiefers.
Yes, so, great, so you've really got a great mix there.
Yep.
And obviously, given that it's drag in a theatre, what can we come to expect in something like that?
Yeah, so it is a gosh darn production. It moves really fast. Mm-hmm. There's like 25 minutes of just group choreography, so it's out of an hour. That's like a lot.
Yes.
There's live singing. There's it's a lot of stupid gags.
Yeah, love
that. I'm really particular in my goals for art, particularly drag, and I just think silliness is really important.
It is, right? Yeah. Because if we deconstruct silliness, like it is about spontaneity, it is about, as you say, like gags, joy, there's something around like physical or emotion, like physical theatre, like there's so much in that, right?
Silliness. It truly is. And you can be clever, but I just think the end, there's nothing wrong or cheap about the end goal just being fun.
Oh, and at this time of year, we need
We need it. And also the girls, the gays, the days, we deserve it.
Yes.
We deserve a bit of fun.
Absolutely. It's 1 week only. Opening on the Tuesday?
So 17th to 21st, but with late night shows, 10 p.m. shows on the Friday, Saturday.
That's going to be so fun. Mm. I was going to say, like, and I'll be there, but I have a baby now. So I'll have to go to the early show.
Do you want to come? We'll come to a dress rehearsal.
Oh my God, actually. And she loves dress rehearsals. Yep. We went and saw Freya Finch's
work. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
And My baby had a great time. So that is Naughty at the Basement. Yep. You can go to basementtheatre.co.nz. I reckon this is a group. This is bring a group, bring a gaggle.
And this is the thing, is that you truly will not find... I've been preaching the good word because tickets to both of these things are so cheap.
Yes.
Like, look, I'll show you budgets for drag, but we are charging $28 for both of those shows.
That is a steal.
It's munted. Yeah.
But friends, it's an accessible price point as well, right?
It's important, and I would love that, but I also am going to take this project and charge five times that amount for it in the very near future. So maybe see it now.
See it now. Yeah. I was there when we saw who was the new talent you've got.
Ruby Review.
Yeah, great. Okay, yeah. Be that there. You've got only a handful of chances to see the show. Naughty, and that opens December
17th.
Hugo Girl. Hugo Girl. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I did it.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh my gosh.
You know what you did? You did a pun.
I did a pun, guys. Maybe I could be a pun star one day. George, thank you so much for your time. So again, that we managed to pin you down. Gosh, there's actually a lot of great stuff going on at the moment.
Do we live in a good city for art or something?
Oh my gosh.
I think we might.
It could actually be what the thing is. Do you know what? With Stage Direction, we're already scheduling up to end of March, get this, with the talent that we've got coming through. Next year, of course, there's Pride, there's the Auckland Arts Festival, there's a bunch of things in the summer season at Basement. So it's a good time to be making silly shows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, George.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. That was George Fowler speaking with Alice Canton. That was Stage Direction. We will be right back.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.